In this bulletin, an international health assembly to consider plans for an independent inquiry into the coronavirus pandemic. The national death toll climbs to 99 from coronavirus. And in sport, Geelong Football Club refuses to speculate on the return of an injured player who remains in hospital. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The head of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation expects the World Health Organization will play a crucial role in future coronavirus vaccine access. The World Health Assembly is being held online this week because of the pandemic, with World Health Organization member states taking part. Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt will attend the virtual event, where a vote is expected on a planned independent inquiry into coronavirus. CEPI's chair, Jane Holton, has told the National Press Club that WHO does what its member states ask, and it will likely determine who gains COVID-19 vaccine access first.
But the WHO doesn't actually develop things. So they don't make vaccines, they don't do that science, and that science has to be done both out in those multinational companies.
In other news, a man aged in his 60s has died in New South Wales, marking the 99th coronavirus death in Australia. Almost 50 people infected with COVID-19 have lost their lives in New South Wales, and the latest fatality had personal contact with another case. Australia has recorded more than 7,000 coronavirus cases, but only 880 remain active. And Victorian health officials insist fast food outlet McDonald's has taken steps to protect staff and track those in contact with a delivery driver who has coronavirus. 12 stores have closed for cleaning, and staff who were on shift before or after the deliveries have been asked not to return to work until they're tested for COVID-19. Deputy Chief Health Officer Annelies van Diemen says no one will come to work to McDonald's until they've tested negative to coronavirus.
So they have done really extensive investigations via CCTV, and again are not taking any chances, so have closed all of those stores for a deep clean, and identified a number of staff who've had any contact really with that person to go on to quarantine.
Moving on to other news, and two young girls have died after a house fire in regional New South Wales on Monday morning. Fire crews pulled the three-year-olds from the Batlow home in the state's southwest, but they died at the scene. A task force has been set up to investigate the death of a woman with cerebral palsy who died from septic shock and malnourishment in April. Anne-Marie Smith was living in Adelaide receiving full-time care at home, but complaints were made about the standard of support for her. South Australian police have launched a manslaughter inquiry after one detective said the 54-year-old was living and sleeping in a chair for more than a year. Government Services Minister Stuart Robb says the heartbreak tragic case demonstrates the need to learn and improve.
The nation wants answers. I want answers. And we'll wait to the those investigations are complete. We'll seek to release the information as quickly as possible to the Australian people so they have an understanding of exactly when or what happened.
Rescue efforts are continuing to try and extract a rock climber aged in his 50s from a cliff face after he became trapped in the Blue Mountains yesterday. Police say the man was abseiling with two friends when one of them phoned emergency service crews to help the victim, who fell and suffered injuries. Acting Superintendent Greg Marshall from New South Wales Ambulance says if the weather changes in the remote location, the rescue operation will be adjusted.
So they have moved him along a ledge. At the moment, they're just awaiting on the weather and also to be able to get the helicopter resources in to remove him.
A man who tried to send software to assist a terrorist group in creating videos is expected to face trial in New South Wales. 28-year-old Allah Adam Atwani is accused of attempting to provide the software to his brother, who was going to work for Islamic State. The former Queensland police recruit is facing potential jail time over the terrorism allegation. The accused was arrested in May last year and is being extradited to New South Wales over the offences allegedly committed in 2014. In sport, Geelong says it's too soon to know when player Jack Stephen, who suffered a stab wound over the weekend, will return to the game. The 30-year-old is recovering in a Melbourne hospital and police are investigating the circumstances of the incident. The club says it's focused on the health of Stevens, who joined Geelong in the off-season after playing for St Kilda. Let's look at tomorrow's weather now. Possible morning smoke in Perth, 19 degrees. A shower or two developing in Adelaide, 20 for you. 19 degrees in Melbourne with a late shower or two as well. It'll be partly cloudy in Hobart, 18. Much the same in the capital, Canberra, 17. Sunny in Wollongong, 21 for you. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, 22 degrees. A shower or two for Brisbane, 24. Showers as well in Cairns, 28 for you. And sunny in Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos, this is the latest SBS News.